Keith and the Girl.
Wow, this is really weird.
The 74-hour podcast. Hey, all you assholes, come and listen to us.
It's the Keith and the Girl. KTG spends time in the small country. This, of course, you guys can get at keithandthegirltv.com. KATGTV.com.
Keith and the Girl TV.
Can you see okay?
Hi, it's Penda from Keith and the Girl TV, and I'm wearing my wife beater today. We're about to learn about some culture.
Now we're heading up to our fancy private box. We got these pink bracelets.
Which means we're what?
That means we can go anywhere we want.
Now, if you missed the first part of it, I'm going to look like a crazy person. Obviously, he said this isn't your father's
voice. Cut and cut.
It's a little more visual.
From Keith and the Girl, a talk show. Can I get some kids who are interested in stickers?
Can anyone here read?
But they had a microphone for Henda somehow. Isn't that interesting?
It is interesting.
And Henda's doing
it. No, maybe that was after I did my little can you read speech, and they were like, yeah, okay. No, you don't get a microphone anymore.
Maybe that's what it is. She
you
gets all the kids
more of
together.
Our people if you can
did you
read?
Say, can you read?
Yeah, what? How old are those kids?
They're kids.
How old are these?
They're a huge range between, I don't know, right? 2 and 8,
most,
I would say.
Most were easily 8.
Yeah.
I thought you did a great job.
Thank you.
Right up there and you're like,
thank you.
Who
you
wants some stickers?
And
there's like a
spider.
Flock of these little
I did,
kids.
But the problem was is I didn't hear the mics. I wasn't even sure if they can hear me or if I couldn't hear myself. So I may have repeated myself. I have no idea what I was doing up there because I think like at some point I'm like, I think they cut off my mic. Should I still talk on the mic? It was weird.
You know what the guy did say at one point, like, and we're going to get to the race now. We'll get back to Churnder from...
Churnder.
From Keith and the Girl, and she'll get back to doing whatever she is doing. All right, coming
passing
up around
out stickers.
The... Right.
Yeah, and then the dirt, and then one of the race started. Nobody can hear me. It was really weird.
That was awesome. one guy who's doing the mean face is totally cut off there. That's pretty awesome. The girl's like, huh?
I think it's funny that all of it.
there we go.
Yeah, we got Keith and the Girl stickers.
This is the wrongest thing in the world.
What's this now? Oh, this is when the actual derby's happening.
This is when McNally was having his own little derby.
McNally was having his own little derby with his chick. Yeah, yeah. I tell you what, we mentioned this, but this is where me and Brother Love went down to see if and you guys saw perfectly being up in that little skybox. But we went down and was right by the fence because I was surprised how small the actual demolition derby area is. The smoke coming off these cars goes right in your fucking face. Right. I mean, I tried to go down with Chris a couple times to watch the races, and I felt like a little girl. I'm like, I need sunglasses and a gas mask. That dirt is in your face. It's making these people half retarded. It's not their fault that
really
they're inbreeding.
It really is in your face because you come back to the skybox, you look in your cup, and there's dirt in it.
And
smile, you know?
I had my cup covered the whole time knowing that, and I had dirt. A layer of dirt on the bottom of my cup that I have no idea how it got there is a fucking magic trick, but I'm up there with Brother Love.
Little piece of Jersey.
Yeah, and all the smoke's coming in.
I was a kid in a candy shop over there. Like I was loving that. You're sitting there covering your cup. And you're like, yeah, I gotta go in. This is stupid. I'm like, bring it up. I love this.
Did you have sunglasses on though?
No, I didn't have anything on. I was just absorbing it all. No, I think I'm fucking weird. Like it was like I was taking it all in.
I was into it. I'm not better than this fun or anything, but I couldn't see. I'm crying. The dirt's getting in my fucking eyes. I'm like, sorry, I gotta go up to my and watch it because it was too much. But the demolition derby was far away, and I wouldn't get shit in my face until one or two cars hit each other, and this smoke is pouring through. And right next to us are all these moms holding up their kids holding up their newborns right there. And I'm like, no, that's not right. Where you at now, EPA? Because that is not right. You didn't feel you have to call somebody on that? Oh, I don't know.
What about the suckers at the end? Whenever they're like right by the turn, you know, every time these cars would take a turn, they'd kick up like, you know, about 4 tons of dust and dirt and stuff like that. People are sitting there like right in the fucking middle of it. Like,
you're laughing, but that's the VIP section.
Like, you're literally in the race.
Oh,
McDowell,
he's got his arm around his neck.
It starts watching the Derby, and then the dudes aren't in control of the camera, so now it's on McNally and his chick. He's making,
she's
like...
She's wearing his shirt.
He's so, like, going so slow. Like, we see McNally's arm around her waist. That's the go-to for kissing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The way that kissing probably that is the go-to for sex.
Especially, like, right under the boob. Yeah. Like that, you know, it's not around the waist. It's up high enough where it's...
Yeah, no, I can't make the move yet. I'm like, holy Christ.
He could be humping your leg there, though.
Right.
Yeah, you really can't see it.
How come it looks good on her? And he probably looks like an Auschwitz victim.
That's Chris's laugh.
I'm watching my own little demolition derby.
Hey, baby. Make it happen, you fag.
That was it.
It can happen, you fag.
No, he said, make it happen, you fag.
I got money on this.
That was your line in the whole TV show.
Well, now we can't run for office.
It's okay.
We can never prove that it's him.
He is a fag. I'll vouch for you, buddy.
I meant that in the happy way.
We're back to the race.
Here's the foot race. Oh, no, it's not. It's her. Oh, this is her when she took that... She got in the car.
Is she still around?
She is still around.
Yeah?
She is still around, and they're fucking. They're finally fucking.
They are.
Yeah.
Way to go, McNally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was supposed to come.
Get that derby girl. Beep, beep.
She was supposed to come last night with McNally, but McNally and I got into another fight.
Oh, no. I'm going to hear about that one.
Yeah, we already went through it, I think, enough on the show. Yeah.
Do you want to mention this for a second?
What was it? Were you around? Yeah.
It was about Brother Love's phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. You told me about it.
You remember that? So when McNally was like, hey, you know, by the way, I was thinking of bringing Ian over to Saturday night. And I was like, okay, that's great. But you should know that this is what you did. And, you know, you made people feel uncomfortable. So you got to not do that again. And he got really offended. Like, why would you think I'm just, you know, doing this to my friends and blah, blah, blah. He got into this whole thing of, like, this is how you think about me and whatever. And then we said, Keith was like, okay, what if there was a camera here? Like, it's in our house, you know, so it's one of your friends, you know. Would you look through the camera? And he's like, sure. And I'm like, well, here's why we have to tell you that you can't do certain things, because we're just warning you ahead of time. And he's like, you know, it wouldn't have bothered me if you looked through my phone. I'm like, well, that's very nice. It would bother me, though, and you should know. And he's like, well, but it wouldn't bother me. I'm like, well, you have to look beyond yourself. And he just kept going back and forth. He was really offended. And obviously, like, he's, you know, he's been in my house for a while. So we're still all right. It was just you don't get my point of view. I guess I'm not getting your point of view. Right. And so we got into things. So he thought it'd be pretty uncomfortable if she comes. And also he was concerned about, like, you know, when you're in front of the mic and you come on the show, you have to deal with, like, what comes with that after, which means people are going to talk about you on the forums.
Right.
And they're pretty critical about it. Like,
like, we talked to you downstairs, you know. Is it okay to talk about Chris?
Right.
And we'll get to it in a second. Is it okay his talk about his political aspirations? You know, no matter what your job is, you know, hey, good to see you. You're McNally's girlfriend? Okay. First of all, is it okay to talk about sex? Is it okay to talk?
Right.
Very weird. And then no matter how smooth the guest is, no matter how funny, whatever, there will be someone who will shit all over them. So you kind of have to be ready for that. And he thought he'd keep it separate because the relationship is so new that why put it on rocks if you don't have to?
Right.
Let me get some feedback, by the way. I fast forwarded to to the foot race so Chris can relive his glory days.
His glory days.
Per from behind the door is writing, Lori kiss Henda. So I don't know if I'll just plant the seed. Schizo from Maine. Here's a parallel topic. Here's a parallel topic for Keith.
Oh.
Keith, he got disowned by stealing the Eucharist. For me, I got disowned for watering down the Canadian club. My dad knew right from wrong and taught me the important things in life.
Wait, all right. What? I don't get it.
Wait, what does that mean?
He's saying his dad taught him not to water down booze.
Okay.
I guess that's what he was
saying. That's a fun family.
Good dad.
Hitoshi from Kyoto. My wife is sucking my dick while I'm listening to the feed. This is the best Father's Day ever. Okay, that's nice. All right.
He's typing that? I'd be a little offended.
I guess people are starting to talk about again. What's the worst thing? We came up with this. It's not that clever, but I think it's brilliant. We came up with this on the show. What is the worst thing that you ever did in your life? And nobody was able to trump me until this lady, Baby, and we met her before. Maybe she looked familiar.
Okay.
B-E-B-E. And maybe she'd look familiar to you from Keith and the Girl event or something. How old was she? 12? Older than that?
Something like that.
Burned down her friend's house.
On purpose?
On purpose. She lit the curtains on fire, then left the house and watched to see what would happen. Like, what do you think's going to happen? The house is going to burn down. What didn't? The curtains went out on their own.
Right.
Then she went back in, lit the curtains again, knocked over a heater deliberately.
You're kidding.
Yeah, burned down a friend's house and said, if you tell anybody, I'm going to say it was you because you were with me. Why would I burn down your house?
See, but I think her friend is even more crazy because that's your house and you're letting this person do it.
Has she already gone to jail for arson or is this
nobody knew. Nope, not at all.
Wow.
Did she out with this on the show?
She outed, but her name's Bebe. So if you can find her, coppers. Her name's Bebe and she burned down her friend's house.
What was your story that you put up there? Was it the shitting and the shit?
Well, you would think. Please, let's just move on.
It was only when Henda was like, I shouldn't
was
be here.
Was it walking away from a girl when you were breaking up?
No, please, no.
Somebody would bring up, like, no, I hit my friend in the head.
Wait, I want to hear that. That sounds great.
That one really is great. Because,
which one?
Because they're the one where you just walk away from girls. Oh, like, yeah. The way that he treats women,
wait,
you know,
this is like common. Like, it sounds like it's like a plural.
Not now.
One time
like,
event.
Not now.
Because Hamda chases you.
I was like,
I wish I could get away
I'll
with that.
I'll find
yeah,
you. Just try.
Well, I just like his attitude on dating, and I wish I had it a little bit more like, no, you can't do that, and now you will be punished. Like, no more me. You don't get me if you're going to act like such a fucking douchebag.
Yeah, okay, I would. We'd be on a date, and I don't like it. And I would still pay the check, but I would just get up and leave. I'd get up and leave. One girl I couldn't get rid of. Kendra loves this story that I'm eating with her, and I'm sick of her, and I just wanted to end. We're eating pasta. I'm specifically eating spaghetti, and I start eating with my fingers. Like, that's going to gross you out. Nobody's into that. Hey, you're so funny. Like, I'm putting together the most clever joke by eating spaghetti with my fingers, and then we get outside, and I just start walking a little faster.
Did you
and
say,
then
I'm sorry, did
faster.
You say why you didn't like her?
She was
mean to the waiter.
She was mean to the waiter.
Oh, like
she was,
that's never good.
Yeah, she was kind of
that was
of
enough
like,
for me.
Yeah.
My first job, while I was still in college, was being a receptionist at a consulting firm, and the consulting firm always asked me what I thought of the people that came in for interviews. Because that was, if they treated me well, then they were going to treat everyone else well.
Wow, that's thinking on a, you know,
right.
Usually they don't care that much.
Right, because so when you go to an interview, be nice to the receptionist, because she might give you a little extra.
Yeah.
Or the waiter, if you're in a business meeting.
Yeah. No, I
wait,
just,
what's another one of those?
Of leaving girls?
Yeah, he does have a couple.
I don't know, I would just leave. But talking about... what Henda's trying to move away from, somebody would call in and say, like, oh, I took a baseball bat to my friend's head. That's the worst thing. And then I'd say something like, yeah, I think I might have killed somebody. Next call. And nobody was able to jump until this crazy girl burned down the house. So it's like, but you almost killed somebody. I'm like, I don't know that I did. I know that this girl burned down a house.
I hit him with my car. I don't know if he was up or not. You
right.
know, I could have been up.
I can't think of anything that but burning down a friend's house is probably... I can't top that.
What's the worst... Not that you have to top it, but what do you think the worst thing you ever did was?
I peed on a guy's pool table. I got all I got bombed, and I at a party, in the middle of a party.
Oh man! While everyone's still there.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And I mean, I was wrecked. Like, it was like winding down. It was like 2 or 3 in the morning. Everybody had like gone to sleep. So my buddy was, I don't know what he was doing. He's making out with some girl underneath the pool table, and like I leaned up to it, you know, penis corner pocket, and started peeing, you know, and like, and I swear to God, I think I came in from outside to go pee inside on the pool table, and I thought I was going outside, like on a bush. I don't know. I can't recall. All I know is I woke up the next day, and I'm like, "Hey, everybody, how's it going?" And they're like,
"You're an asshole,
dude. What the fuck?"
If that's your worst story, I think throwing up on a guy while we were kissing was probably the worst thing I've ever done. I was really bombed.
Oh, yeah. Like not in his mouth. Or
like
anything.
Like you know, I was like, and then kind of moved away. It got all over him.
Is it me or a girl's worst thing they ever did? Just funny to me. It's always embarrassing. Like
he was super cute. He wanted a second date.
I'll tell you what. The worst thing I ever did was it was a potluck picnic, and I totally didn't know that, and I showed up with nothing.
This is my nightmare.
I mean, there were 3 potato salads. I mean, everybody had everything. I don't see the big deal, but I was humiliated. It's actually fair. I took food home. I actually did people a favor, but that's not the point.
Did you hear what
you're
she
talking
just
about
said.
Potluck to a Minnesotan. Like, this is something that's definitely been fraught
like that.
About.
No.
That I'm showing up to a party and I forget to bring something, and I'm so embarrassed.
Oh my God. You are wrong.
Yeah.
Bob in a bottle. I was at a party once with a bunch of friends. The chick told us that she didn't swallow cum. A few of us went to a McDonald's for food. I went to the bathroom and jerked off in a burger and then gave it to her. We watched her eat it. I never told her. My friend was kissing her an hour later and didn't know what had happened.
See, I can't, like, how can you watch that?
I planted drugs in a guy's car before he left for a cross-border trip, and he is still in jail for intent to distribute. Don't worry, he was a gang member that raped my friend. So don't worry.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's good.
I wonder how long the after show on a 72-hour podcast would be. Many times they are longer than the actual show. Keep it up and maybe make a 144-hour podcast record. Drunk an orgy. Awkward Mongoose says, the worst thing I've ever done actually involves prank calls. Me and my buddy called a bunch of random strangers and used a soundboard from E-Bomb's World to scare them, the phone booth soundboard. I guess after the woman heard, quote, "If you hang up, we will kill you," she got scared. And after about 3 hours, 3 cop cruisers showed up and arrested us both. No charges were ever laid out, but I guess it's still a funny story.
They're lucky no charges were. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Not you from California. I once stole money from a bum. He cornered me and demanded I give him my bike. I did not have one, so I went to the... Holy shit.
Wait, what?
Sorry, I just read ahead. I once stole money from a bum. He cornered me and demanded I give him my bike. I did not have one, so I went to the bike rack and picked out one at random. He rode it in front of the owner, who called the cops, and he got popped.
What a weird scenario. Yeah, give me your bike that you're not on or anywhere near. It's like... I wanted, you know, the jerking off on the hamburger, like, you really got to love meat in order to be able to jack off onto a hamburger, like...
Really?
How do you do that?
Now, you do it out of anger. I could do it. I could do it. You're not liking what you're doing.
I don't know how, like, you can do that.
You never jerked off, like, you got to get the poison out?
Don't you have to, like, you know, be alone in the mood, not in front of a hamburger?
He's alone. He was in the bathroom.
Do you need candles to jerk off? What's this?
I just need something that smells good. And if you get Wendy's fresh.
I just need to touch myself. What?
I would have no problem. Trigger? You know what I did when I was in the Army? This dude was really getting on my nerves. I told that story where I punched him in the sleep. Mm. But
that was deserving, though.
But... before I got to that, I didn't know what to do, and I deliberately jerked off on his pillow. So he put his face in it. Now, I wasn't aroused. It was just like, I can get this out because I'm not fucking chick's hair. It's in me. And go fuck yourself. I wasn't like, I can't wait.
Well, go fuck yourself.
Like, I wasn't excited that, his head's going to be in it. But I'm like, I got this in me, you know. It was more job than entertainment.
You found your inner rapist.
Right, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Jerking off out of anger.
Jeremy from Arkansas wants to know, by the way, what is Lori's favorite hot dish? Yeah, he's sweet on you.
I think I did tater tot just recently. I think that's a favorite.
Oh.
Yeah.
That'd be a weird dinner party, but all right. I expected something different.
But not an uncommon one.
It was good. You thought it was good. Patrice had it.
I do love your tater tot hot dish, honey.
Aw.
Are you still reading feedback? Did you guys ever do the analyze the Jane thing, the Jane letter thing?
No, let's do that. Okay. Since we're talking about Jeremy. Hemda, Jane, this how old is Jane? It's like it's a sick age
difference.
She's
in her late 20s, no?
No.
She's in her early 20s?
Early 20s.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, she's in her early 20s and he's in his 30s?
There's like a 15-year-old age difference,
oh,
I think.
I didn't know
Jeremy
that.
Might correct me.
Okay.
I've got a she's 20 on the chat.
She's 20.
Okay. Oh, wow. I didn't know she was that young. Man, she experienced life.
And how old's he?
Who's this guy that's on the chat on the top?
Oh, it's anybody with a camera.
A black man.
What's his name?
I don't know. JB 1089.
Is this true, Senator, that your wife said? Is this a black man?
He's the only one up on my thing, and I don't know.
Right now, not when they were dating, but how it couldn't have been that much different. Jeremy now is 29, and she's 20. So I think she might have been 18.
That's a lot of a difference.
I found it weird.
Okay, why don't you get the letter and I'm going to explain.
Oh, I have it. But go ahead.
Okay, so they met on the forums or chat or both or whatever through the show, and she is tattooed, pierced. She wanted to get an illegal piercing like right here, the clavicle.
So she looks like me, right?
Right. And she's like that. I would consider that pretty hardcore. He's a very techie, just a normal guy. He has Asperger's, which helps us a lot, I think.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so she moved in.
Perfectly normal.
She moved in across states to move in with him, and he pretty much financed the thing, like them living together.
It's cheaper than a hooker.
That's true, actually, because you got to pay for your house anyway, right?
Right.
Okay.
He wrote in
not
and says, no, it's not.
So then, and then one day we find out they've broken up, and it turns out they're talking a lot of shit about each other. Like, they broke up really, really bad. Now, nobody ever believed the relationship to begin with because it was such an odd coupling.
I remember this. I remember.
Yeah. It was just like for a long time, really nobody believed it. They just thought that he was making it up because Jane disappeared, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, she's living with me.
Is that her real name?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
What, Jane? Is that a totally unbelievable name?
That's her.
Is that the naked picture of her?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. With all the tattoos on her nips?
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, he's flipping pictures for them to see the entire...
She's not ugly.
She's not ugly at all. At all. Jane is very good looking. She just...
Is that her down there?
That's her upper bottom.
Upper bottom.
And that's a piercing. And that's a pussycat tattoo right above it. And a heart tattoo.
That's
Lori's confused about something.
I was wondering if those are razor burn. If around the, can you go back?
Yeah.
Honey.
Does it look like ingrown hair? Is that? Ouch.
Do we have to go back?
Okay, keep going.
Are you looking at the link that he sent?
Wow.
Damn.
This is a picture right after she cut her tongue in half.
Oh.
Yeah, she has one of those lizard tongues.
You know, some things I just don't understand.
That one I really didn't understand.
That's her back. This is her head would be up here. That's her neck, and she has
cool.
Four barbells in the back.
Honey,
I'm
trying to be hip here.
That's her back. She's got a little cupcake on her ass.
Oh, that's cute.
I like the cupcake.
And then there's her front again. I didn't see the birds before. She's got birds above the hearts. That's
I think
nice.
The cupcake is pretty fucking cool.
I do.
Thank cupcake. I like that.
I assume that you saw all the pictures, but he just sent in another link where she's up on some show your tattoo sort of site, and she's with her boobies.
Right.
Did you see her boobies? Oh yeah, you saw everything.
Yeah, they saw everything.
Okay.
So
right.
what happened to the guy with Asperger's?
So that's Jeremy.
Jeremy.
So they broke up, and now he. And he's mentioned on the show that she was, I guess, to put it nicely, she was mean to him, right?
I know all of a sudden she left.
Mm-hmm.
And so they haven't talked for a while.
She, okay, hold on.
But would still give little slant, little digs in each other on our forums every now and again.
But I mean, you're 20 years old, right? And you're dating a 29-year-old. So when you break up, because you think you're hot shit, right? Like if you're 20, so
Asperger guy is 29.
Yeah. Yeah, like I don't think this is by fault of Jeremy that he, you know, like I mean, because I when I was 20, I dated a 33-year-old, and I could have
amazing.
Done...
And doesn't that sicken you? Isn't that sick? Penda's done that.
No, I haven't.
Please, she's 19.
19 and 27.
19 and 27, same fucking thing.
But I could have done
even worse because 19 is younger. Those years.
Why is that 18, my 19, why is that my fault though?
18, 19 is like 5 years apart. Why is it your fault?
Yeah,
I was a shit.
Oh, it's his
to this
fault.
Guy.
That doesn't.
I thought it was normal.
It's
yeah.
his fault. And you know it's not normal now, and it doesn't.
No,
I'm not saying
I'm
it's
saying,
your fault.
I'm saying
it's weird.
Yeah, I'm saying a 19-year-old thinks they're so mature that a 27-year-old, it makes sense that you would like me.
We would talk about. I think this whole thing came up maybe when we were talking about the age difference of people, and like it was to like 14 and 19, let's say. And it's like those years are bigger years than just a year apart from each other. And people would call in and defend it on both sides. Like, I'm more mature. And I'm like, you'd be so easy. Do you know how easy it is to get you? Like, yeah, you wish you can get somebody like me. And I go, to be quite frankly, I think I easily could.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Like, no matter who, you could be the hottest chick in the world at 14, but I can get you because I'm smarter in a different way than you think you are.
And you don't have to be smart to get these people.
No, you don't.
I say you're smart. Other people don't get you, do they? No, they don't, because you're fucking smart. Panties drop.
Yeah.
I treated the guy like shit, quite honestly, because I was 20, and I thought I was hot shit, and he was 33. What is he going to do, break up with me? You know?
Who cares?
Right.
There's another guy right down there.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So he was thinking, you know, I made him pay for everything. I was living at large off of, you know?
But it's such a hoe bag.
But again, is that your fault? This guy is
sleeping with a 20-year-old.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, no, he's having his way. I mean,
right,
that makes sense.
Right. I mean, it
with
was a
my
mutual...
wife,
with my lovely wife.
But also at 20, are you supposed to be paying for all of his 33-year-old shit? You know, and I like to date poor people for some reason, so I wasn't that shit wasn't happening to me. But I like musicians and artists and whatever for some reason. But yeah, a 33-year-old paying for a 20-year-old, is that really weird? Not
right.
really.
And you know, he was really wealthy. He was.
And
you
when
know,
you're wealthy, yeah.
yeah. Yeah. So I was like, you know, sure, buy me diamonds. You know, I'll sleep with you. You know,
isn't that amazing?
Diamonds.
Yeah, diamonds.
Diamonds.
Wow.
Did you pawn it yet?
So read what Jeremy's saying on the feedback. And
you know
then
what?
You'll
my computer
they...
just logged off for no reason.
Oh, really? You know what? Yeah. Windows is this weekend.
I don't know, it just
they
freaked me out. Everything just started closing. It was very bizarre.
Everything starts closing because they want to update the latest shit.
But usually
for you.
They give me a warning. There was no warning.
Yeah,
everything
you don't even get a warning.
Closing.
You're welcome. For your convenience, I'm gonna fucking upgrade everything.
So I have to wait until it's. It now came back on, but I have to wait until it's doing
okay. No
something.
Problem. I just gotta switch my underwear because I got beer soaking in my balls.
Are you really sitting there in your underwear?
Yeah.
That's nice. Classy. Remember when you were talking about how your wife was sleeping with somebody? This is my husband.
What I find is funny is that you're like wrapped in a down blanket in here, and Keith is in wet underwear, like sweating it out.
Are you guys cold? Is it
no, I'm fine.
Okay. Great.
So Jeremy was saying that she was going to go back to Wisconsin temporarily to take some nursing classes.
Fuck Wisconsin.
I brought her back, and she cut off communications right after I sent her her Valentine's and birthday gifts. I remember that.
Oh, wow. That's great
That's
timing.
His fault.
You get them when I see ya.
Right.
Too
bad.
Right. All right. So
did you want to check? Oh, go ahead.
Well, here's the letter, and then you guys can talk about it while I clean up. Hemda, Jane finally sent me an email.
Do you want to print it and I'll read it?
It's real short.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. I thought it would be this long, overdrawn.
No.
Okay.
No, and it's pretty easy to dissect, but it was written to you. I don't think, I think he wants a serious answer.
Okay.
I'm a little offended.
All right.
Hemda, Jane finally sent me an email. Will you analyze it? You, quote, you don't have to reply. This sounds like out of the blue. You don't have to reply. In fact, don't. I'd be too afraid to open it. But for what it's worth, not much, right? I really miss you. That's all.
Wait, huh?
Bye.
Wait, did this come with a gift?
Nope.
Hold on, I need to read this.
Okay, wait, say that again?
You don't have to reply.
This is a letter.
This is an email.
Email, okay.
You don't have to reply.
Uh-huh.
In fact, don't. I'd be too afraid to open it.
Oh, I see.
But for what it's worth, not much, right? I really miss you. That's all. Bye.
It means I thought that I can live without you because I was, you know, while living with you, things were getting paid for. So I'm like, so she thought life was easy and things just get paid for. Now nobody's paying for her shit and she wants you to pay for her shit again.
I think that's guilty conscience.
What's that?
I think that's guilty conscience. I think that's like, you know, I don't want to deal with you, but I don't want you to think that I'm a bitch.
That so, too. Okay.
So, like, you
even
know,
if there's nothing good about this letter,
right? Because so, if you email me back, I want to get the last word, and it's going to be a nice last word,
right? Like, how can you say anything bad about me after I did this?
Right.
This letter after I fucked you over.
Right.
Who gives a fuck? Right. You know, it's so hard as human beings. Like, there's like this stupid heart thing that we have. That it's like, oh, well, how she's such a nice person. How could I be mean? Let's remember everything.
Right.
And you and I talked about this, how I would think that you and I have a hard time with this. And I'm learning not to. Because just because your final words were nice, that doesn't mean that everything else didn't exist that was really, really fucked up. When you, Jeremy, sent her the gifts for her birthday and her Valentine's Day and she decided to wait for that and then tell you that she's not coming back? Like, what? That day she decided not to come back? You think it was, like, that easy in a decision? Like, oh, you know what? Maybe I just shouldn't come. My life is changing. And
right.
No, she's planning this move. She's an asshole. And just because, and even if she's a better person now, no, it doesn't take this dumb, by the way, what a dumb email.
Yeah.
Like, only a dumb person writes like that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Jane.
Yeah.
Get that another piercing. Like a, you're and, very hot.
That sounded like a high school thing.
What?
I don't know. Like, I wouldn't open this email or...
Like a check,
know.
Yes or no, if you...
Yeah, I see what you're saying. But it's what would be good about... You know what, Jeremy? Write to me right now, because I know you're listening. What did you think about it? Did you think, like, oh, man, you know, maybe she changed her ways in, what, 5 months, a year?
I really think she was just trying to get the last word and the upper hand. And just so he wouldn't, because every
girl. You
don't
think it's trying to start
up
again?
I still want my ex-boyfriends pining after me. And I haven't had an ex-boyfriend in 8 years. You know, I still want them to think that I'm, you know, that I'm the best thing that ever happened to them, you know? And or like they lost this thing, you know? And I,
you know,
I think
what's funny, honey, is that I totally believe you.
I believe her.
No, like, not that she's even lying or like that, whatever, she's making it up. She's not making it up. She honestly feels like that. And like, I mean, I've heard her like dissect poetry and stuff like that. Like, she's really good at it. And she can take what other people write and really figure out what's going on behind it. So, honey, I'm behind you 100%.
Jeremy says, no, I thought she was trying to smooth things over so I wouldn't hate her. I still do. Good. Don't speak. I'm sorry. And Jane, I know I don't know you from anybody, but you can't have this.
Yeah.
You just can't.
Sometimes, I think, you know, the older you get that you realize, well, I mean, not that I'm really old yet.
Isn't it weird when you say certain things right. now? You're like, well, you know, she's young.
Oh,
wait a minute. Right. I'm not old.
Right.
Like, oh, these, but that's the next generation. Fuck.
Right, right.
I hate that stuff.
I know what you're talking about. I love that shit. I'm dying to be like 80 years old. You're like, you're just a fucking kid. You're just like eight. He's like 60. You know?
You're going to be the best curmudgeon-y old man. I'm going to love, oh, God, I can't wait. You're going to be shaking that finger.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
But I think you realize that you can't be perceived as nice all the time. You know,
right.
And that's a lesson, I think, you know, being from Minnesota, you got to, you learn a little bit later. But, like, you can't have the upper hand in every relationship. You know, you can't.
Well, Jeremy's even saying and reminding us, she didn't even tell me, meaning she didn't tell him that they broke up. I saw that she declared her singleness on her MySpace. Hello, oh. Good morning. Like, what, I unfriend you, we broke up. That's insane.
That's one more reason for me to hate MySpace.
Of course.
One more.
Wow.
Anyway, anyway, Jeremy, I think it's best moved on. You're a nice guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a nice guy. We can't, yeah. Aww.
Yeah.
Jeremy's not the one with Asperger's, right?
He is. Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
And I want to know what form does that take? My uncle, I believe, has Asperger's. The guy was he is incredible. Like, you know, he lived with my mom and dad in Boston, and he had learned all of the the Boston metro line. Like, he had figured out what train was going to stop at what station at what time, and like for the entire fucking system in like 2 weeks.
Oh my god!
Done.
Like,
got
for
it
what
done.
Though? It's like stuff like that.
No,
like,
it's totally random. And then like baseball trivia. The guy can tell you anything about baseball trivia from like 1965 to 1980. Like anything
that stuff
you
drives
want to
me
know.
Nuts cause, yeah.
Like
that's
he'll give you the
brain.
Most obscure names, and he's loaded with it. Like I mean, I could never put that shit into my mind and actually keep it there, retain it.
We're talking about Asperger's because we're talking about Jeremy.
Right.
And he was also the kid that couldn't speak until he was 5 years old. And the first thing
he was
said,
retaining everything.
The first thing he said, my uncle, okay. who has, we believe, has, we, the Shepherd
family right.
believes that he has Asperger's. And the first thing he said was, don't push the button.
He said a sentence.
The first thing that ever came out of his mouth. He's 5 years old. Everybody's like, what's wrong with him? You're taking him to all these doctors. They couldn't figure it out. This is like the 50s or whatever.
Wow.
First thing that popped out of his mouth was, don't push the button. And of course, my dad and his other brother were totally fucking with him, going, I'm going to push the button. And it was like, there was no button he was talking about. It was like just this, you know, the proverbial button, whatever. And he'd freak out. He'd be like, he'd lose it. It was really weird. The first thing that came out of his mouth at 5 years old was, don't push the button.
What does he do for a living?
Pushes buttons.
Yeah,
he's a button pusher.
Unemployed right now, right?
Yeah, he's totally unemployed. But he was a fundraiser for a while for...
He was an announcer for a while.
Oh, yeah, he was on radio for a while. Really interesting guy.
I love my uncle.
Great guy. But really kind of interesting. He's really smart. Like, really, really brilliant, but in a really odd way.
Well, Jeremy's saying that he learned the New York subway system in a couple of days. He doesn't live here. He lives in Arkansas.
See, that's...
He's really
interesting.
He's really quick.
It took
really...
me, like, months to learn the subway system. And yeah. I
still don't know the area. Like, I can't run away from Kendra because she can just find me and pick me up before I figure out how to get the fuck out of Dodge.
He's so weird. When we were first dating, like, for the first 2 years that he lived
Somebody
here...
Somebody just said he looked like a Kennedy.
What's that?
Somebody just said he looks like a Kennedy.
And look at Laurie's face.
Yes. Did you get... I snagged him.
He's fine.
Well, speaking of which, Dude Sum from London says, where politically does Chris stand? That's a huge question.
Let me say this. Before you mention, by the way, because we just brought up your political aspirations very briefly. I didn't even get to it yet. But before we get to that, I do want to say this. Whenever... This kid's 5 years old, and he says, don't push the button. Instead of thinking, like, oh, shit, he's got a problem, shouldn't you try to figure out what button shouldn't be pushed? Yeah. You know, like, if this is how a movie started, be like, take him to the hospital, he's fucked up.
That seems normal, like a loss caring families, that would probably be the case. But my grandfather's like, he's an idiot. And my dad and brother are, like, fucking with him the entire time. Or his two brothers are sitting there, because that's what you do. I mean... Your brother does something weird, you're going to mess with him. You're not going to, like, try... It's actually kind of a guy thing. You see a guy with, like, this big cancerous lump on his neck, and you're, like, drawing little faces on it and shit like that. You're not trying to, like, get to the bottom of it and figure out what's going on.
Dude, some from London. When I first spoke, I said, it's mine.
Wow, you're an asshole.
Or the last child of, like, a huge family.
Right.
So, seriously, where politically do you stand?
Yay, nay.
Like,
I'm more a meh guy.
We vote for you.
It's a great sound for apathy. That's pretty good.
Do you want to be a senator? Or did I hear something like this from Lori and you didn't even know about this?
He's eating a hot dog. Hold on. He's being American.
I've never really aspired to be a senator, no.
What did you aspire to be?
I don't know. Like in control. I'd like to be in control. I think that would be kind of neat.
You know, when I met Chris, like
he said, senator.
No. We've always talked about like the idea that someday, you know, we want to keep the door open for like if there's something, because he has this a job that he's works in government. He's, you know, has the connections, you know, like it's there.
Your job is dealing with the environment. Am I wrong?
Yes, you are wrong.
Well, fuck me then.
Yes.
Show's over.
No, it's economic development. I got into what I got into because of urban sprawl and what happens in.
I'm all for that.
This god awful shit that ruins
cities. No, not that.
Yeah,
I'm not for that.
Not that part. Anyway, what is it? It kind of translates into what I do ends up translating into politics. It's usually policy driven. So that's why, like, politics just seems like sort of the natural next step. But it, you know, politics itself drives me crazy. Like, I think most people, it's kind of shitty and nasty and backstabbing and, you know, kind of whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that.
No, all that.
Is Lori chatting now?
A little bit. I'm watching it, yeah. No, no, no.
All right. Good.
So no senator, but you have to be involved in politics in order to
make
do
change.
What you're passionate about.
I think Grillo gave the nickname the senator.
Yeah.
Like that's where that came from.
And actually, he calls
you
Superman.
One. Yeah, Superman. Yeah. Which I still don't get. Like, I'm like yeah. Fuck yeah.
Grillo called both of our pregnancies. Did you know that?
Brillo what?
Brillo called both of them. He's like the clear blue easy of the situation. Like,
that's so freaky. Yeah.
He saw it on your face when you were pregnant.
I think he has like the scent down or something. Like, I'm really afraid of him. I would be terrified if I were single and he didn't love Chris. Because
you know what it is? It's that he can see who he's able to fuck,
right?
And by default, he was like, "You're pregnant." Like, something's telling me I can't fuck you. Why? I'm not gay. You're pregnant.
Right. You guys mean it.
Right. He's
like, "You're in love, but it's worse."
Right.
I'm going to go with pregnancy.
There's something about you.
There's something about you that's not cool right now.
Lori has the Brillo kryptonite.
Right. Right. You're fertile.
No, I think he calls you Superman because, like, you don't exist. It's this thing, like, both of you guys don't exist. It's that thing where, like, they used to make sitcoms over. You're the family, the couple, that, like, this one with the captain of the football team, and this one is the prom queen.
You don't see us argue and all that shit, and, like, I don't know, I mean, I was a quarterback, but I sucked. Like, I wasn't that good. If I were good, I would have played college and then the pros, you know? That would have been sweet.
Now I got to plant trees.
Making a difference every time you do.
Did you always have political aspirations when you were in high school?
No, I didn't care in high school.
When did you get into caring about the world?
I think I was
because I'm waiting for it still. Me.
I started listening to NPR a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah, honestly. And then I was working for the Bill Luther for U.S. Congress campaign in 2000.
In Minnesota.
In Minnesota. And it was, I don't know, I guess it kind of got me into the whole thing. I mean, I remember working for the guy, I had no idea what he stood for. I didn't care. I wasn't that interested. And wasn't like, I just thought it was a job.
Thought
it was a job. And it was something that would get me in a suit. And, like, I don't know, I kind of wanted to take life seriously. I kind of wanted to not drink every night and play pool and otherwise just kind of do. Because the guy, I mean, it was cool for a while, but then it got kind of boring. So I was just trying to, like, expand whatever, my mind. And I don't know. Fell into it. But
is there a job that your parents wanted you to do, or is there a family business?
His mom's still holding out for lawyer.
Yeah,
really?
Lawyer.
Is that true?
Big time. I was supposed to be a
Why
lawyer.
Why lawyer?
My mom. Her father was a lawyer.
That's it?
Okay.
I think so. That's all it really takes.
Yeah. My parents are still holding out for farmer for me.
Lori grew up on a farm. Yeah. She had to tell me that 12 times before I was like, wait, you're serious?
Yeah.
Because I thought you were kidding, like, oh, I'm from Minnesota. You know, farm people.
It's no hobby farm either. This thing's a serious, serious farm. You go there, I climb the grain bin. There's several grain bins. She lives on this, like, farmstead. You know those like, silver cone-shaped towers that you see, like, on farms?
Mm-hmm.
That's a grain bin or whatever, a corn bin or whatever.
You mean silos or different?
Silo, yeah, okay. Same thing, right?
It's
honey?
Not the same thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Keith grew up near farms.
Right.
What's the difference between a bin and a silo?
Bin's made of, it's what it's made out of. Aluminum, I think, bins are made out of. Like,
okay.
And then
why are you asking Keith? You should know this. You're the farmer.
Oh, yeah, you know what? Wrong. You're wrong, I'm right. It's that easy.
Well, they don't look alike. They don't look alike.
Anyway, you climb this thing, and you sit on top of it, and you stare out over an ocean of corn or soybeans or whatever they happen to be. You can see Iowa from her house. It's incredible.
Yeah. You guys will go someday.
It's great. It's great flying from.
Frollo's touring, but right by Rochester, and my parents are going to check him out.
Are you serious?
No.
Are you serious?
Seriously? Yeah. Really?
Gus and Jan are going to Rochester to check
out.
Nope. End of July, he's going to be in Rochester, Minnesota, and Mom and Pop met him when we went to Sammy's, and so,
which is the best night that they've had in like.
Oh, that's so great!
20
I was nervous.
Years or something.
I was nervous because
they had a great time.
That's good.
We
I think
all
the
had
vodka
a great
helped.
Time.
Like I think once there was the second drink of vodka, nobody was nervous.
My dad taking that entire shot of vodka like, down the hatch.
Didn't you feel like a little boy there for a little bit?
Yeah. I was telling.
If your dad doesn't work out, my dad would take you on in a second.
we were telling the story where we're sitting there and your mom starts singing. She takes the microphone at Brother Love's restaurant, and this happened to me before that I went to the bathroom and Henda was singing and Bert Love like pounded on the door like, jackass, she's singing now, you know. So I go out. So then she's about to sing, your mom, Lori, and then your dad goes into the bathroom and I go to Henda like, was it my job that I have to get him out? You know, it's like, no, they're adults. No, I'm like,
right.
Because I don't care what age I am. I want to be told I'm being a jackass. So then he comes out. I don't know if he comes out, the song already started or what. He comes out. He sits down, and he doesn't look at her at all. And I'm like, shit, maybe he's just not paying attention. Like, do I point? Like this
hey,
is,
by the way,
this,
that's your wife singing?
Yeah,
like,
this
what
is,
are you going
to
do?
She's in New York. This is Broadway to her. Like, you know, pay attention. And then does he chew?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's when he went for chew for, you know, for snuff, and he puts it in, and then I'm like, wow, he is not paying attention. And then it looks like he's yawning or he closes his eyes. I think he closes his eyes. I'm like, you are going to get in such trouble, dude. And it takes a while until I realize that he's deliberately not looking because he's starting to cry and he's trying to hide his cry and he's chewing so that he has something to do and that he's not crying. And that's why he's not looking.
Yep.
And it's like, oh, that's so beautiful.
I love that you were sitting there picking up on this because I had no fun. I was sitting right next to the
guy. Yeah.
I was like half a foot away. I had no clue that he was getting that
but
into
Keith
it.
He loves this stuff. He loves
I
the
do.
Interaction between couples. I'm sure he was thinking, okay, is it because the years have passed? And it's like you're still with the same person.
Right.
It's like 40 years later.
Well,
and
My parents haven't. They've been married for 36 years now, something like that.
Right.
And, you know, they don't talk ever. You know, they don't, but they absolutely adore each other. They fight all the time.
Well, that's what I was thinking. They've been together so long. I'm like, I get it. She's fucking singing again.
Right, right. And you would think that. But, like, at Christmas every year, they sit there with holding each other's hands. You know,
isn't that so cute?
It's really
he
sweet.
He was crying because she wasn't singing about some Bible song, you know? He's just like, finally. And she was working the crowd like Barry Manilow.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Did you see the hand that she whipped out? You know?
Yeah, it was very sweet.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Yeah, she, you know, that, and, you know, coming from a small town, they don't get to perform like that, you know? And they don't get to perform in front of people they don't know. And it was a really big night for her, and yeah.
Do you guys talk about it afterwards? Like, does your mom or your dad? I don't know.
She told the whole town about it. All 800 people know about her trip to Sammy's that she got up and sang, and it somehow it's come into like she was on Broadway. The way she tells it is just fantastic. The whole bar. My dad owns a bar in Minnesota. They know everything, you know. And
wow,
yeah. Yeah, I sent him a picture of that night, and that's up on their refrigerator.
It's the one photo that we have of Lori's parents in our house is of that night. Those two, like,
wow,
yeah, cuddling up. It's pretty good. Yeah. It was a great night.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. London over here picking up on something. Chris, what are your problems with your mother? And what are Lori's problems with Chris? I want to see a fight.
We're not talking about Chris and yeah.
No, that would definitely cause a fight.
Yeah.
is it mostly about your job, or just that she's a farm girl?
Wait, my problems with my mother? What are we talking about? My
problems with your mother. Yeah, because you said something, and this dude picked up on it. Because
my mother wants me to be a lawyer, I think is the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And no, I mean, I have no problems with Mom. Mom's great. I love her. Love her to death. She was like, my mom is like the poster child for trophy wife kind of thing. Like, you know, she was cute, blonde, you know, that kind of thing. She's like 70 now, so it's kind of all out the window. But, you know, she like studied at the Sorbonne and is like this like great chef. And you know, she was really no pressure.
Wow. And she's a chef.
Oh, you know those images that you have in your head of like the 50s housewife, where they're vacuuming and they're high heels and stuff like that?
Yeah.
That's mom.
Get out of here.
No, fucking dead serious. I thought that's the way women were.
Wow.
And then you met me.
Beautiful shape, taking care of the kids, taking
care
of the husband, smile on the face, cooking the great kick-ass food.
Done by the time husband comes so she can pay attention to him. Wow.
All of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was so, whew. You know.
Wow.
You know.
So
meeting Laurie was a little difficult for me.
Wait, so how did your view change? Like,
I think
wow.
I left the house. Like, I left the house and went to college.
Shock?
No, it kind of made sense. I mean, you know something's weird. You know something's kind of rotten in Denmark when, like, you know, you go to your friends' houses and your parents sleep in different beds. The place is a fucking mess. Like, you know, or, you know, whatever. My parents are divorced. You know, mom is divorced for a second time not too long ago. Like, so, you know, it wasn't definitely not like a picture-perfect household. But she was definitely like, if you could take her out of the relationship, like, just as a single person. Like, I remember the one time that she wasn't home when I came home from school.
One time.
The one time. Yeah, and she worked, too. Like, she worked. So, like, I'm really proud of her. I think she's a great lady. I think also that, you know, mom is definitely crazy in a number of ways. So, you know, I don't know. It's like, I don't know. But, you know.
Perfect. Yeah. And Neil from Ottawa.
I have certainly had, you know, it's hard to live up to that kind of thing. And she's also.
That's a bunch of bullshit. Like,
there's a lot of bullshit that goes with it. There's a lot of, you know, she is a wonderful lady. I love her to death. But, well, I mean, we've definitely butt heads because single mom. Golden child, like I married into her world, and you know there's been boundary issues. Last time she was home, she practically crawled into bed with us. I mean, there have definitely been struggles.
That was a little weird.
Do you feel awkward, Chris? Like, do you have to say like, "Mom, stop this," and my wife get it or don't, or do you leave it up to Lori?
Oh, I get way out of it. Like, I just back
no,
the
no,
fuck
no.
out.
No, no, no. You step up when I need you to.
Yeah, like, yeah. You realize, maybe you kind of let it go. And then if there's, like, anything you need to, like, if there's going to be any kind of communication between the two of them, usually I let Lori, like, talk to me, and I'll talk to mom talk to me, and then I'll talk to Lori. So
it's a nice little
buffer, you know?
Do you ever hear things, like, over dinner or something? Like, does your mom give, like, snide remarks? You're like, that's unnecessary.
You guys got in a big argument the last time we talked. It was great. They, like, had it out. It was a very big, healthy moment.
Were you scared the whole time?
Yeah, petrified.
She's been, about us having a child, though, she's been fantastic. I expected her to be, you know, because we've been talking about my mother-in-law for ages. But, you know, I was expecting her to freak out and just, like, you know, I was having dreams that she wouldn't let me have my own child, you know, things like that. And she's surprised me and been really great about, like, backing off when she needed to. And
is it because you're about to have your baby?
Maybe.
All right. What were you going to say, Chris?
I was going to say, I mean, to be precise, it was that Lori, or that mom took the baby and that she wouldn't give it back.
Oh,
she
like,
told me she had a dream that she took the baby. We didn't know what it was.
Why is she telling you this dream?
That's
what
I
want to know.
That's what I want.
I mean, I so wouldn't, right? So that's the opposite. Martini? No, you can't. That was a test.
She's like, I was so alarmed. I was so alarmed. I can't believe I had this dream. I was like, Mom, I can't believe you're fucking telling me this. Why?
Right.
In fact, tell me. Tell me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't tell Lori. Whatever
Especially
you
while
do,
she's pregnant. You know what that feels
right,
like.
Right. And she knows what that's like.
I'm
a
first-time mom. I've never done this before. I'm going to fuck up. I'm going to, you know, and
you're also going to freak out a little bit.
Right.
That is a huge thing.
Right. Yeah. So, like, the last thing I want is, like, my mother-in-law, like, trying to take over and take control of the situation. So... We've set up so that she's not going to come anywhere near me or the child for at least 2 weeks after the baby's born because I need my own family, my friends.
All right,
you know?
He just stepped out of the room. Are you guys really okay together?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Yeah. Yeah, we've actually done really well. I mean, we, like, before I got pregnant, we didn't have, you know, we had our ups and downs, but.
Now, are you ready? It kind of goes with what we were talking about before. Do you expect or prepared for, let's say, you have the baby and then. You're not pregnant anymore, and the baby's healthy, so that whole thing is over with. And now she acts up again, and you're like, ah, I'm crying because I didn't even see this coming.
Right.
I guess it's a horrible
really
way.
Guard down.
It's a horrible way I live. I guess I just don't have faith in people. But you know, I'm like, I've seen this too many times.
Yeah.
You're not gonna hurt me again.
No, you know, I'm really nervous. I'm nervous for like, I'm emotional now. You know, just being pregnant, and postpartum depression. That stuff happens. Depression runs my family. Like, what happens after? Like, Hemda might get a phone call. Like, you got to get me the hell out of here, you know? Because I'm terrified of having her in my house for a week. But I also can't be self. I mean, it is her first grandchild, you know? And
that's huge.
Yeah, yeah. So I can't. I would be doing William a disservice if I took, because she's going to be a great grandma. And if I let my personal issues, you know, deal with her, like, stop her from seeing her grandchild. You know,
do you
that's
guys
not
think
fair.
It's a better thing for people to not live around their parents anymore?
So absolutely. I love my
further
parents.
The better.
I love my
we're
parents.
We're 2,000
but...
miles away, and we love them twice as much. I think if they lived in California, we'd love them four times as much.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Well, this is new to me. My parents have only been away for like a year and a half now, and I'm trying to think, like, is this better? Now it's a big to-do when I go see them, and I have to go see them. So I have to, like, plan months in advance, take, like, you know, time off of work, that kind of thing, where before they were right here, and yes, my mother was asking me to come over every day, and she's like, I haven't seen you in forever, and it's like 4 days passed. What are you talking about? I still can't figure out which one's better. But also, it's not like they were visiting here while they were here. If my parents were like the drop-by parents, or even like the, okay, by the way, we're going to come on Sunday parents, I would be freaking out. That means the house has to be a certain way. The dinner has to be a certain way. My weekend is not my weekend anymore. Keith has to wear sleeves. Like, just
not sleeves.
Just things like that.
Don't limit him.
And then Keith was talking about if his parents lived in the area, they would absolutely be the drop-by parents. Like, after church, they would just drop by.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you can't stop them from doing it because, hello, this is their son. Right. And there are certain things that you can't say no to for an in-law. And I'm like, no, I would have to stop. Like, I would have to tell Keith to be like, there's got to be a way that you can talk to your parents where they cannot stop by. Or, I'm sorry, I hope they never listen to this part, but we'd have to pretend we're not home.
Right.
Because it can't be a habit where, like, oh, Keith and Hamda are home, but, like, we're just on our way out, but now it's not polite. We saw them on the way out.
Right.
There's always food in the house. And it can't just be food where it's like, hey, you guys want hot dogs? I would feel uncomfortable, even though Keith would be like, they love hot dogs. It's, you know, it's a thing. It's
right.
Like,
you
have to, my
you
parents.
You have to be a hostess all the time to the in-laws. Yeah.
And not that I need to swear all the time, but there's no swearing. We can't say too much about the show. We can't say, and because our parents are, like, our jobs is different. I can't say too much to my parents. They don't know about the show. I can't tell them.
They don't know about the show?
My mother kind of, she still doesn't understand. She's still like.
Like a concept of podcasting or like.
Well, no, because for a while I wasn't telling them at all. And then my mom was like.
She was in some weird denial. Like.
My father and I don't really talk. If you're really gonna get down to it, my father and I don't talk. When we, and it's not like, oh, I'm not talking to you, kind of don't talk. When we get on the phone, we have like, we're bad at communicating with each other. He's like, so how are things? Things are good. So how are things with you? Things are good. You know how it is. Blah blah blah. So we don't talk about anything. He would never ask me about my relationship. He would never ask me about work, really. You know,
right.
And work would come before a relationship, if anything.
That sounds like.
He's not
every
thrilled
father
about
I've ever
exactly,
known in my
exactly.
life.
Yeah.
But both her parents do it. It's like Hemda's Tony Soprano or Michael Corleone. Right. And the parents are the wife. Like, so what do? The internet, different things. Well, I'm with you and you're sending out the 50 packages today. What's that? Internet business thing. Why do you have mics in your house? Internet. I have everything I need to know, and it sounds good.
My mother asked me. I showed her I showed her the store really quick, but I had to pass through. Like, I showed it on my phone, so that, you know, the images are really cute. And then I was like, "Fuck!" I didn't realize the descriptions in our store are fucked up. You know, because Keith wrote them. They're like, get a blowjob with this T-shirt, you know? Like, and so I'm like scrolling down really quick and she's like, oh, that's cute. She goes, I want a T-shirt. And I'm like, you can't wear one of these T-shirts. And she's like, they're so cute though. And now I'm like, how do I explain to my mom? She cannot walk around with a Keith and the Girl shirt because it's not like we don't have listeners in Israel, you know? And so somebody, like, what are you going to say to somebody wearing a Keith and the Girl shirt if you're a listener? You know, you're going to be like, oh man, blah, blah, blah. And then she's going to know a little bit stuff that she doesn't want to know. So, well, so how do I explain it to her?
How old is your mom?
32. She's
she's
like, if you see like a 70-year-old person,
no,
oh,
no, and she's in good shape. Like, she walks every day, and
oh, that's trouble.
She's fine. But so I'm like, how do I explain this? I'm like, Mom, it's not really something that you want to be associated with.
There's a thing. I've heard exactly. enough. Then I'm good.
And, well, I told her it's sort of Howard Stern-ish. And right. she's like, and the Howard Stern thing resonated.
I would love to see somebody see my dad on the street with a Keith and the Girl t-shirt.
It kind of starts like, conversation.
No, because he's like clearly like an older guy. Like I wonder what they would
do. Oh, we should
get him
one for Christmas.
Like, I really feel like they'd be like, you know, paying him respect.
Oh, last time your parents were in town, or your dad and his Gail and your dad went and listened to the Keith and the Girl show.
Oh my God, why?
They did?
Uh huh. Because Patrice had Thanksgiving with us. And she and I and Gail were talking about the show. And
are you comfortable talking about the show in front of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, you guys are have been fantastic to everyone you've ever met in my life. And, you know, I'm not embarrassed.
Me
of,
too, right?
No. Oh.
But you see, I try.
And, you know, it's something. I mean, it's like Howard Stern. And clearly you guys are in person really. You know,
we're not Howard Stern, although I think right. Howard Stern is like this in person. You know, like yes. he's not like calling people. Like the things that I say on the show, I'm not going to make conversation with. And like I've asked a caller how big his penis was.
Right.
That's not how I'm going to be around your in-laws.
Yeah, you're not going to talk yeah. to my dad that way.
Yeah, but I don't, and I'm not embarrassed of my show, and I'm not embarrassed of what I say. I just think that some people don't want to hear it, and you should be aware of that. That's right. all. That's all. Like. I think that if you like the show, I like the show. It doesn't make you less of a person. But when you're recommending it to someone, you should be aware of what you're recommending.
Right, right.
Anyway, continue. Sorry.
Anyway, so they went and they really liked Patrice. And so when we had Thanksgiving together and all of that, so when they asked her what she did and how we met, that came up. And so they listened to the show and they just and Lansing I think said you know, this isn't for me or whatever, and that's fine, but it was their, they wanted to see what my friends were doing, and you right. know, I don't know, my mom and dad have listened to your show.
How, what did they think of that?
My dad thinks you're hilarious. I mean, my yeah
but he's kind of dirty.
Oh, really?
Bad, you know.
I mean, I don't shocking. Know. I don't know necessarily that I would like give the link to Chris's mom or grandma or, you know, like my grandma.
No, I think
or...
it'd be perfect for grandma. I really do.
Right,
be
but
a
you
big
know,
negative, honey.
Right. But you know, I don't know.
We're people writing in. You know, I just came in. This is fantastic. Who are we talking to? We're talking to Lori and her husband Chris. Chris is the one that. We didn't know how much we could say because we knew he was into politics, and we believed, and I still do, quite frankly, looking into getting into some kind of high office. So we would go, oh.
We don't care what you say, Chris. We know your future.
We know. I see in your eyes, right? Front of Love News, she was pregnant. I know. But, you're planning a coup. And whenever we were talking around, we'd say, so we're at the strip club with Bruce. Oh, so we're at the Dice concert with Bob. And then we'd forget what we said. We'd be like, we're at the Dice show with Bob. And I think that Peter was a little offended by Dice, but Sean was really into it. And it was a cool night.
There were like 10 people hanging out when it was really just you.
Pierre was there for
right,
a while.
Right. Like, wow, and $100 a ticket, and there are 60 of you?
Like, that was a great show, Chris. By the way.
It was incredible, and it sounds so weird, like telling somebody like oh, you just saw Dice, like what's he doing, Hickory Dickory Dock? And I'm like, dude, it was so smart, and like, and you just want to give it up. I'm like, I haven't seen somebody so fucking smart and funny. Where there is a time where I sat there and just a little bit. I mean, I'm laughing my balls off the whole time, but one time, like, I'm not necessarily laughing, and I'm just looking like. I'm just taking it in. I'm like, this is brilliant. Now I'm talking about Andrew Dice Clay. You know what I mean? Like, I know I was always a fan, but you can't explain it to someone. It's
I'm
like,
glad you
oh,
got
Dice?
It.
And you're like, yeah, go fuck yourself. You know what am I going to say?
I'm amazed
Hendel
you got
I'm
that
sorry.
Far.
Hendel won't let me say, like, who's your favorite comic, Keith? And I'll go, Dice. And she goes, don't say that. Who's your second favorite?
He
well, Greg
stupid.
Draw, though. Say him.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
It sounds say? Stupid.
I was just gonna say, like, I'm amazed you got that far. Like, I tell everybody, I was like, I went to an Andrew Dice Clay concert. show. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, you know, like, you know, of course you get the, like, the full thing, like, why, like, who the fuck are you, like, you're right. You're insane and all the rest.
I thought you were smarter.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was like more like, I'm just kind of disappointed in you. Yeah.
Is it ironic? Like, it's Vanilla Ice performing with the Backstreet right. Boys? Like, why, like, did you go?
Like, we were going to go to see what's the other Simpson? Ashley Simpson's concert.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I just couldn't bring myself to do it because, you know.
I can't support that much. Right. Yeah. But Keith is serious. He wants to see this guy. Here's the thing. It was in Caroline's, which is like a 300-seater. This is the most expensive tickets that I've ever seen were. Usually it's between 20 and about $50, depending on what your draw is. And Keith has to keep reminding me, Dice is a huge, huge successful act.
Yeah.
And he doesn't die out. I mean, he hasn't been doing anything. And I'm like, wow, he's got balls to charge $100 for his concert. And Keith was like, I think you were confident that it would sell out. And I'm like, it's not.
Yeah.
He's just not going to get the tickets sold. Maybe like 100 people would do it. And the tickets were absolutely sold out. There was more than one seating. He's done it again since.
Yeah.
And just that you can, like,
hold on. Now that he's out of the room, how was he with the strippers?
Where were we? Oh, you know what? I'll tell you how he was. Very stoic.
I
want
to know the truth. I really love picturing. I've been to strip clubs with him before. But
well,
that'd
be different too, though.
Yeah.
But it's probably not.
Are you okay with him going to strip clubs?
It depends. I wasn't okay. I wasn't okay for like his bachelor party because I was freaking out because I was just about to get married. But like on a regular basis, I don't care if he's just one of a bunch of guys going.
Right.
But like when it's his like. Thing that
bachelor party has a whole lot of other things
right like in you know and I was a little insecure because I'm under so much pressure because I freaked out a little bit about the bachelor party but like I don't mind if you guys take him to a strip.
He would have been stiff sitting there. I think I remember this, and because I don't know if I'm remembering right, I know he was definitely like hands on the legs, you know, on his legs, and
like
and just
boy.
Said right. And so then, of course, that means me and Brother Love have to corrupt him. Right. So I don't remember doing it, but I'm sure we had to have got him a lap dance without asking. Yeah. I don't even remember. So if he tells you he didn't, then
he
right.
did, and then he said he bought you one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So what a weird game that is, too. Right. Like, you know what I mean? But whatever, it's fun. So but I do. Then I think I remember like this chick's giving him a lap dance and. And I'm not saying like you got to get too freaky, but he really is sitting there like a Catholic schoolboy. Like, okay, and that was the dance, and I believe I did enjoy that. Thank you. He left. We got out of the Dice thing. He's like, that was fantastic. I'm like, yeah, that was great, right? He's like, yeah. I think I'm a little offended. It was funny watching him because like he'd be like. He'd be like, look around. Dice would do something. And he's not a douche. Like your husband's not a douche where he's acting like something's not funny that is because it's wrong. But because so he'd really laugh. But then he'd be like, oh my god, wow, dick and pussy and then mouth and then pussy and then ass. Oh my god. We're talking about you at the Dice concert, and then I was how did you act during the strip club? And I said
I had to ask with you out of the room so I could get the full story.
I told him how you pissed on the stage.
but not in the pool table this time. Right. So I think we're moving up.
I don't want to bring it up real quick and just gloss over it. So let's give people more of understand who you are more, Chris. Who do we vote for president?
Well, between Barack Obama and John McCain?
Unless you know something we don't.
Well, I'm an Obama guy.
Hey, who's Ron Paul? Any chance that's going to happen?
Ron Paul is like
Republican.
He was a Republican. I don't know why he bothered with it though. He's guy's an independent, big time. Like that's he personifies independent.
I'm sorry. Before we do you guys talk politics with each other and
sometimes.
Are you, Lori? Are you up on politics a lot?
I'm not as much as he is, so it's kind of hard to argue, really.
Does that bother you, Chris, a little bit?
What
that she's not into politics so much? Like no, I want to talk about the environment, and she's like, eh.
It did for a while, but actually, like, I think the couples that are the exact the same, you know, are kind of a pain in the ass. Like, we kind of balance each other out a little bit.
We just had dinner with friends who were both really politically active, and I was so just blown away at how boring they were and how pompous it sounded. You know, like, having people preach at you the entire dinner was just like saying, and even though I agreed with 90% of the things they were saying, like
yeah,
I just
but, and, like if the entire dinner takes up only one subject anyway, it doesn't matter what that subject is, but right. politics of all things,
right? Ooh. And you know,
and you feel like you have a radio show because you're trying to get them to fight with each other, but it's not. Who do we vote for president?
Obama.
I'm with you.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't, like, you look at the two and it's just like, you're looking at this. I mean, I understand the guy's like a war veteran and he's basically, and he is a hero. He's fought for the country. You got to love the guy for that. But he's
but you're going to vote for any veteran, you know?
So you have respect for the guy. It's better than the president we actually have.
Correct. At the same time, you understand what war is.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
I don't know. I mean, the thing that kills me about this guy is that, you know, he's been in it. He's been in the trenches and, you know, he went to a prisoner of war camp and yet he wants to, like, keep fighting this fucking god-awful war. Like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to get too far into it, but it's really kind of sad. I don't understand it. Like, we're not doing any good. The longer we stay over there, the worse it gets.
Right.
And I don't know.
I think also, like, it's time for the world to see us differently and not put another white man who's or Clinton in office and have the world's, because we fucked up. Our foreign policy is absolutely fucked and we need to do something. We need to put someone different, even if it's just.
Do you mean that? It can't be a white man? Because
I don't mean
men.
That, but it has to be a white man that speaks differently than the rhetoric that's been going on.
I think if you're going to make up for a douchebag like George Bush, you've got to put like something completely different, either a female or a black guy in there. I think that would make amends like big time for a lot of places.
And I mean, places like the Middle East are amazed. The Times had an article, I think on Thursday or Friday about, how the,
I have no idea how to shut his phone off.
You want to answer it? Is he still on there?
No, it's his friend. I don't want to talk to his friend.
Okay. But, sorry. They had an article the other day about how Egypt is looking at Barack Obama and saying, "Hey, do you think that they're going to let him win? You know that because they think that the country's run by the CIA and you know,
right.
and you know because they're
yeah, well, when a presidential election in 2000 is decided by the Supreme Court rather than the actual voters,
right.
it doesn't really go a long way in saying, "Hey, we got this crystal clear democracy."
As simple as this is, I am proud of myself for in high school that I told my teacher how I don't understand the Electoral College and how it's not fair.
Nobody understands.
And he called me stupid.
What?
And said it always makes sense. I was called stupid and it always makes sense.
Really?
And this is the process, really. And I'm like,
it's a hell of a teacher.
So it's not a popular vote then. And he said, I don't get it and never will. And I hope when this happened, he remembered me and got it. Fuck you, Mr. Abel.
Mr. Abel?
Yes.
I bet you Mr. Abel doesn't understand how the process worked.
I think so, too. You know, you could tell. Like, I'll say, like, whether it's joke or it's real, half-controversial stuff on the show, and people are like, oh, yeah, that. It's like, well, do you have an argument against it? Well, that's not the way things are. And it's like, oh, yeah, well, who are you voting for? I like Hillary Clinton. It's like, well, tell me why then. I told you why I like Barack Obama. You tell me why I hate Hillary Clinton. You tell me why you hate Hillary Clinton. Her policies. What are her policies? I like her healthcare stuff. I like the different things. Well, let's be specific. What's her healthcare policy? Well, I don't have it in front of me. Go fuck yourself. Okay, you know as much as I do, and I don't care if I'm picking on Hillary because I don't like the way she's crying. I don't like her cackling. I don't like the way she looks at me. At least I have a point. Your point is policies. Well, I don't have them in front of me.
I think it is okay to say that I don't like the way they talk. I don't like the cackling. I don't like the way he or she laughs, because this is what this is what somebody else is going to be looking at, and that somebody else will have more power than I do. That's the way foreign everybody is looking at it. That's
marketing. If you come across as an asshole, you're an asshole.
Right.
You know, if you come across as this nice, I mean, look at Ronald Reagan. I mean, the guy was, like, beloved in this country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's pretty arguable that he didn't know what the hell he was doing for the back half of his career as president.
Agreed.
Like, I don't know. But because he's come across as this, like, incredible patriot, he is, like, you know, loved by the Republican Party and others.
Well, he was an actor.
You know what's fucked up is that if Ralph Nader were a serious contender, I would vote for that guy. I voted for him in 2000. I thought the guy
you
was...
You also voted for Jesse Ventura.
Yeah, shit yeah. Jesse Ventura got up and he was like... He was... I mean, we had an idiot for...
You know what? I would have voted for...
Hubert Humphrey. You guys remember Hubert Humphrey? He was running for vice president. Actually, he might have run for president. I can't remember.
I don't remember him well.
Back in the 70s and then I think it was around the 70s when he was a big political bigwig. And his son, Skip Humphrey, was the... Attorney General for Minnesota, and ran for governor, and then we also had Norm Coleman, who's now our senator, and he and both these guys were running, both bullshit. Republicans, Norm Coleman's the nasty kind of Republican guy, and Skip's just kind of an idiot. So then you got Jesse Ventura coming in, like he won because he was like the straight talking guy, and there were people crowd surfing in his electoral speech. It was sweet. It was like a fucking monster truck rally. I remember sitting there going, this is the kind of excitement you need over politics. Not like, you know, the button down, raise your pinky finger T-type.
Well, what do you think of this? I'm sorry. David's rating in, you guys are fucking idiots. It's all the same bullshit. So you can tell this guy doesn't vote and gave up. Is there anything David can do? Because you can understand where he's coming from.
Care about something. Pick an issue. I mean, there's a lot of shit out there, and they differ in a number of big fucking ways. I mean, you can be apathetic, but you're no help, you know? It's fine. It's sort of selfish.
That's right. That's right. And let me tell you who just said that. This fucking guy. Watch this. This is the foot race.
Oh, look at Frollo.
This is the derby. Relics in charge. No, there goes Chris. Fuck you. I read. Not even close.
Just for the record, I ran that barefoot. So
You did.
I think I would have kicked a little bit more ass if I didn't. That's all. Just
ran it with clothes on, and I think that hindered me.
Keith, you didn't do so bad.
18 beers in me. Does that mean anything? I guess I was sort of on an equal playing field with the rest of the guys.
Well, I still had the derby dirt in my eyes.
I love the photo shoot we did after that.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
We did a tractor photo shoot, and we go, I bet the country's, you know, like country people as opposed to city people are laughing at me, like, look, a tractor. And I've been around tractors, but I've been in New York City for at least 11 years now. And it's like, oh, a tractor. I haven't seen that in a while. And I'm posing on it like a jackass. So we posted the pictures. I think they're pretty cool and funny. But then, of course, a lot of people do write in from the country. Like, yeah, you're right. You city folk are fucking funny. You know, I'm like, oh. You know,
we're all a bunch of idiots.
Like, maybe they would be like, right, we're idiots. Maybe it would be like, you know, them coming here. You know, I see it here, like. Oh, TGI Fridays. Yes, at TGI Fridays right. In Times Square.
No, never mind that. They're taking photographs in front of buildings. It's a fucking building.
Right.
It's a building. They don't even, it's not for the architecture. It's not because the building is that interesting. It really is a lot of times any building. It's like, it's a New York City building.
Yeah, Jeremy's saying, I voted for Jesse Ventura for the entertainment value. It was a good time. I liked him, what I heard, and, you know, and he got attention, you know, just because he was the wrestler that was running. And, you know, in other states, you normally wouldn't, you know, hear about somebody running for governor. Like, nobody in other states, and I'm talking to him, like, really knows about Giuliani cleaning up New York. They really don't. They don't know, like, when he left and Bloomberg. Nobody knows, and it's New York City. You just think, of course everybody knows, but they don't, you know? They're talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers instead of the Giants being on every page. Like, the great upset. What? You know?
But, Scott, I'm sorry, am I cutting you off?
Yeah, I was going to say that, but now he's out of office, Jesse Ventura, of course, lives in Mexico.
For now. No, he's in Minnesota.
I think you're mistaken.
I don't think so.
Okay.
He's
running for Senate?
The guy might be running for Senate. He's going to announce in July if he's going to run for Senate.
Oh, really?
There's no way he's going to get it now.
You know why he's not going to get it?
Either Norm Coleman or Al Franken, of all people.
You know what? That guy, I never found him that funny.
But I love Minnesota politics. You got Jesse Ventura, Al Franken, and fucking this other political
guy. Wow, he's got enough, smart enough, and goddamn me. Right?
This is.
Hold on one second. Jesse Ventura is now, not now. I mean, I guess he always believed it, but couldn't open his mouth back then. 9/11, and it's an inside job. He's one of those guys.
Really?
He's a conspiracy guy.
Get out of here, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that shocking?
It doesn't, no.
No, it's not?
No. Jesse's a weird. He's a weird.
Because he's
guy.
Weird. Okay.
He's a weird guy.
I guess the boa. I keep forgetting about the boa things.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
He had the boa
oh my
thing.
God.
He had the boa thing. Yeah.
The boa thing. Did we talk about this yet? That he wanted his picture in the governor's mansion. It, like everybody has their picture. You know, they're suited.
Their
button down painting.
Suit, yeah.
You know, he wanted his with a feather boa.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Okay.
No. He didn't want it with a feather boa.
Yeah.
Did he? Get the fuck out of here! Really?
Yeah, I think so. That's the version I have in my head, and I think I'm right. Somebody will tell me I'm wrong.
I tried to. Well, I'm being told wrong that he stays in Mexico a couple months of the year, but he doesn't live there. I was wrong, but I do remember him going. Oh, yeah. I'm not Jesse the. Enjoy that one. I'm not Jesse the body. I'm Jesse the brain. And
Jesse then, the mind.
Jesse the mind. Yeah.
Oh, so maybe it did catch on. I was wrong. You guys know.
I mean, that was the thing. That was his big thing when he was either running or maybe.
I think running.
Yeah.
These are questions that I think need to be asked, as stupid as they sound. Like, just go through in a debate, go, first question to you, Mr. Obama. Was 9/11 an inside job? Nobody asks this. You know, it's like having a roommate. You know, you feel them out. You never go, A, are you crazy? B, do you know that you'll always have rent? Nobody asked the two most important questions. Yeah, this is going to sound stupid. Are you sexist? That's important to ask.
What's happening over there, Lori?
Somebody just wrote that Chris sounds like the guy from the Lost podcast. I'm not sure what that means, but...
Probably pleasing. Probably a pleasing voice. You talk about Lost all day. You can't have an aggressive voice. You can't have a pussy voice.
I don't know why that... I don't know why.
It has to be pleasing. What were you going to say, Hunter? Do you remember?
What you said, that the conspiracy thing.
Yeah, and then you just think, why didn't you fucking tell me?
Yeah.
You know, like...
But it doesn't take very long. Like, you remember when Ross Perot ran? He was this big wig guy. He gathered a bunch of votes.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Even after, what was one of his crazy fucking things?
If that a turkey can't roost, then an eagle can't nest?
I don't. The only thing I remember about Ross Perot, but I'm so much younger than you, was the flip charts, going through the flip charts.
And I remember he just talked really funny.
Yeah, and he had the big old ears. Yeah.
You know what? You
I'm
know
not
what I like
to come up with it, but shit, that guy was crazy, as crazy as Jesse.
Maybe you could educate me. I voted for him. Because he had a plan for the deficit, and he was a very successful businessman.
He was straightforward. The guy was like, I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'll tell you exactly what I feel, like when I feel it, that kind of thing. It was really kind of appealing. The only thing is, we don't have any of those guys that can do it on a consistent basis that aren't totally nuts.
Right.
And that's Ventura. I don't know. I can't remember.
Does it bother you? Does it when you brought up what was my probe going? I'll get to it. But when you brought up Ralph Nader, these guys are they fucking things up a little bit? Like, he knows he's not going to win. Do you not think that way and you have to run anyway, or do you go, let me stay out and help Al Gore?
It's strange. Even the far, far left, like the really kind of liberal guys out there, are saying, Ralph, what are you doing? Don't run. This is like, now you're getting into egomania, that kind of thing. And, you know, the guy is like, he's a consumer advocate. First of all, his job is to protect the civil liberties and the rights and the basic freedoms and everything else of the everyday American person. So basically, the guy is meant for the job of being president. Thing is that he doesn't stand a chance to win. He's not going to win. There's just definitely... So, like, why bother? And his thing is, like, it's my right as an American citizen to run for president. I think it's the most beautiful...
Which it is. Agreed.
...thing. Like, whether you vote for him or not, you got to respect the guy. You see these things, like, he'll be in this political scene, he'll have his own little booth, you know, and people will come up and ask him questions. And this is a couple of years ago, and he was in the Green Party, and he had, you know, they have all these fucking elaborate, like, signs and flags and shit like that. Ralph Nader had a poster that said Green Party, like, written in the fucking background. Green Party posted on his back end. He's just sitting there, like, waiting to answer questions. It's the most beautiful, like, organic political gesture that you could see. It was really cool.
How are you registered?
Democrat. I want to affect the Democratic Party.
Huh. Are you not a Democrat?
I don't know if I am or not. It's hard for me to tell, but most of my
what else
ideals align
what is
with
he,
that.
Lori? Honestly,
I like the independent guys too. They're pretty good.
I think we're, if you're going to put us, I don't know, I shouldn't speak for him, but I mean, Democrat, it seems I have more in common with.
You're going to have to do it later in like Glamour and stuff like that. Might as well say no. Would you stick beside him if he had an affair and he was a senator?
No.
No, you'd get up with me during the announcement of my affair and you'd sit there and nod and stuff like that. Isn't that what all like women of presidential and whatever?
Yeah, they all
get up with them onto the podium. Mm-hmm.
And they also said ahead of time, no, I wouldn't. They all did too. They all did too.
Right.
The last
but they know at
Governor
this point
Spitzer's
it's going to affect
did.
Their life if they don't.
Right.
And then I think there's a lot of decisions like that, obviously on a smaller level, on a smaller scale. But there are things like that in a relationship almost all the time. How would you feel about this? You can say beforehand, and then while you're together, you're like, "Wow, this feels a little different than what I declared."
Yeah, you know, I don't know what the future holds, and I definitely don't see an affair in our future. But
Chris. She looked at him like, "I definitely don't see this."
Rose-colored glasses on. Right. I don't know what's going on.
He slipped me a piece of paper. Hey, ask this.
But you know, I can't predict anything that's going to happen to us,
right.
But. I mean, I hope he wouldn't do that to his family. I mean, and
well, would you do that?
You're
going
to do that to Will?
This assumes that I'm going to be running for office of any kind, which is absolutely, totally out of the question for now.
At this point, yeah, we don't. We have to pay off our mortgage.
Potential
first.
For doing any of this stuff,
which is exactly what they say. Nice,
right.
Nice. Do you feel like when somebody explain that game to me? Because I don't get it. I really don't get it. No, I'm not running for presidency. Obviously, we know you are. And then you come out and say you are. Kind of the same way. I mean, this is more important. But kind of the way celebrities go, I am absolutely not pregnant. A week later, we all knew I was. Just kidding. $3 million for these pictures. Like, what did you get out of saying no, I won't? What do you get? Like, what do they get out of saying no?
I don't get it.
I
know that Bloomberg, when he was saying no, absolutely not, I will not be running for president, was actually looking to see if it was feasible for him to run for president.
I have no idea.
Maybe
they only check. Maybe like newspapers and stuff only really look it up. Like, can't you hire people to look it up? But maybe really they poll the public only if you give an answer like no. And if you give an answer like yes, well, you can't give without knowing.
One of the big problems is that you rely on print media and any kind of media to give you your news. And the fact is that like half of the stuff that you get is marketing. It's political manipulation.
Right.
No, don't be picking up print media.
No, I mean, well, yes, fine, I'm sorry. half the shit is spoon-fed. So, like, you know,
I do try to get my news from the streets.
Most of the shit that came out on Bloomberg looking to be president was put out by, you know, whatever. Like, right. Oh, whatever.
It was put out by whatever. Well, I'm going to read some feedback. It's going to change the subject a little bit. But Elvis Liv says, my in-laws are living with us right now. I can tell you it is definitely better when your parents live further away. Now,
I can't imagine living
okay,
with
living
my...
with...
Yeah, no. No.
You know that, like, it's not completely out of the question because what if your husband or your wife comes up to you and goes, you know what, my mom, let's say, can't make it on her own anymore. I am the only one who can do this. And you know, like you can see the end of your relationship coming, but how do you tell someone that their mom is not allowed to be helped by you? That's insane. But I love my mom to death, but if we live with each other, and she's so nice, she would clean up, she would whatever, blah, 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 but... I don't know. You're having sex in the next room.
Right.
You're waking up in the morning. He can't be in his underwear at all the time.
Right.
What about its territory, especially for women, right? Like, I mean, this is your house. You're cleaning it and putting shit in a certain way. And it's
When his mom comes to my house, I really, like, it has to be for a short amount of time because she takes over the kitchen and, you know, she wants to be the head of the household.
And granted, that's a short-term visit, so there's a different dynamic as well. But some of that leaks over.
Yeah. I can't imagine. I mean, but I did, like, I would rather see, I mean, I wouldn't, I'm not going to be caretaking for my mother-in-law at any point. Like, I'm not going to be changing her diapers.
I think home's at that point for changing the, like,
yeah.
really, I,
but
you're
if,
a nice, even if you're the nicest person in the world, I, I can't change my mother's diapers right. forever if that's what's going to happen.
Right. And that even my own parents, like I don't know that I would, I love, I mean, but I don't think that it would be something I'd want to do. And so I don't know. I got distracted by the beer.
Me too, honey.
But yeah, I can't imagine us. But if she was like had a hip replacement or something like that and just needed a place to recoup for a little bit and could still go to the bathroom, things like that.
Even that, though.
And she could stay out of my kitchen.
She's a gourmet cook, honey. She's
yeah,
not
gourmet, whatever.
Gourmet my bowls.
Does she cook all the time at home too, or this is just what she does on vacation?
She cooks all the time.
All the time, okay.
She's eating like, the hot dog, people.
Oh, they were very concerned about it on the chat because it's part of the camera. Like,
where's it going
to
go?
Well, it's been on camera next to him like for a while. So like, is he going to eat the goddamn hot dog or what?
Here it is.
Smart Cake says, when I was pregnant, my batshit crazy mother-in-law repeatedly told me about dreams she was having in which the baby was born, deformed, or dead. She would call freaking out because, as she insisted, her dreams always come true. Wow, wow.
Oh, God.
She'd be crying and yelling, telling me, you know, the pregnant one, that it wasn't fair that her grandchild was going to die. Oh my God. Okay, I want to know what that mother does for a living, how she deals generally with the public. Is she pregnant also that she's going a little nuts, that she feels like she can say that to anyone?
If anybody has a dream about my child dying, please don't tell me. Cause
what would be the reason to say it? I thought about you.
Being pregnant is scary enough, man. Like, I mean, you guys went through the miscarriage with me last year.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just, I mean.
It's heavy hitting.
Right, right. And, you know, I can't imagine what it would be like, because you're already stressed out. You're carrying a life, you know. And then having someone tell, especially your mother-in-law.
It's so weird.
Wow.
But yelling at you for her dreams.
Yeah.
So bizarre. I didn't, like, you ever think, you know, like you're giving too much credit for being normal because of this. That's crazy. Keith and the girl.com.